USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
A major winter storm is causing havoc on much of the East Coast, causing widespread power outages and disrupting travel over the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. The National Weather Service is reporting some parts of the United States can expect to see up to a foot of snow throughout the day. More than 3,000 flights within, into, or out of the United States were canceled, and over 8,000 others were delayed on Sunday, according to FlightAware data. North Korea's military fired two suspected short-range ballistic missiles eastward from Pyongyang on Monday. That was being reported by South Korean and Japanese officials. Jeffrey Lewis on CBS News is with the Middlebury Institute.
This is just a pretty simple ballistic missile, and it's got a little warhead with fins that can make a little maneuver. It doesn't have anything like the range that would be necessary to reach the United States. It, frankly, it couldn't even reach Japan.
We are USA Radio News.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
As the Omicron variant of the COVID-19 virus continues to get people sick in very high numbers, there is hope on the horizon.
As the U.S. pushes around 800,000 new coronavirus cases per day, Surgeon General Vivek Murthy warning that the next few weeks will be tough, but that there could be light at the end of the tunnel.
We are seeing high case numbers and hospitalization rates, and we're also seeing strain in many of our hospitals around the country. But the good news is that there are parts of the country, New York in particular, and other parts of the Northeast, where we are starting to see a plateau and in some cases an early decline in cases.
Murthy telling CNN State of the Union the way from the Omicron variant started later in some parts of the country than others. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
One of the problems with having open borders is the flow of drugs enters unhindered. Now, a 13-year-old Connecticut student who overdosed on fentanyl at a Hartford school has died. The seventh grader had been listed in grave condition at a hospital after he collapsed in the gymnasium. USA Radio News.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old.
What's going to happen to money prices in 2022? The Federal Reserve has cut the bond buying program and assigned interest rate increases will soon follow. Commonwealth Financial Network CIO Brad McMillan on Fox News weighs in.
I think right now the markets are saying the Federal Reserve might well screw it up. You know, we're starting to see, we've seen long-term rates remain remarkably constrained given the expectations out there. I mean, it's not, is the Fed going to do, is going to tackle it, it's how much is the Fed going to do. And right now they're saying four rate hikes, maybe five. So I think the Fed might screw it up, but right now I think the markets are still seeing growth. And when you look at how the Fed is attacking this, I think the markets are actually okay with the Fed getting ahead on inflation. So I think we've got some more cushion here, too.
An asteroid the size of the Empire State Building is expected to fly past Earth this week. NASA has classified the huge space rock as potentially hazardous. Asteroid 7482 is a little over a half mile wide and, like I said, around the size of the Empire State Building and has been tracked by NASA scientists since it was discovered by astronomer R.H. McNutt in 1994. It will fly by Earth tomorrow at 43,754 miles per hour. To watch it pass by Earth, anyone with a backyard telescope of about 6 inches or bigger in diameter should be able to see it. 7482 orbits the sun every 1.5 years. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.